right, Lindsay. So back on September 4th, that Tuesday before week one, we did a season preview show. We asked Charlie Casserly to hand out his awards. Peyton Manning, MVP. This is what he predicted for the coming season. Gary Kubiak, DeMarcus Ware, Andrew Luck, and Luke Kuechly. Now that we are a quarter of the way through the season, it's time for Charlie's Choice. All right, this is going to be fun. We brought the peanut gallery here.
Andrew.
Yes, Charlie.
That was before you came to the show.
So I know.
You came to the show. So, you know, you got to go back in the archives to figure that one out.
No, I've seen it. Charlie, it's Choice. Believe me. We have Heath and Darren here. We're going to run down these awards. Would you still go now with Gary Kubiak, Charlie, for Coach of the Year?
He's my runner-up. He's done a good job, but it's Ken Whisenhunt. Outside of Mrs. Whisenhunt, who would have picked this team to be 4-0? Unanimous, Whisenhunt.
Charlie, listen, I love Ken Whisenhunt, but it's the defense in Arizona getting it done. So maybe Ray Horton should get your vote there. For me, it's still your initial pick. It's Gary Kubiak. He has built the perfect team to win this day and age in 2012 NFL football.
You know, I'm going to go different than all of you guys. I'm going with Leslie Frazier from the Minnesota Vikings. I'm very impressed by how he has this team at 3-1 at the first quarter of part of the football year. After having a struggling last year and having a quarterback and a running back that you didn't know what to expect from them.
All right, so there's your choices for Coach of the Year. Rookie of the Year, Charlie Casserly. Do you still stick with Andrew Luck, Luke Kuechly? What do you think with those guys?
Well, both of them are playing really well. You're not disappointed in either player, but I'll tell you, it's got to be RG3. This guy is the most exciting player in the NFL, and I give Mike Shanahan credit for taking advantage of every way this guy can beat you, whether it's running the option, throwing from the pocket, improvising plays. RG3, Rookie of the Year, most exciting player in the NFL in four games.
Well, Charlie, you have the right team, but the wrong player. I'm going to go with Alfred Morris,
Ooh. The
running back for the Redskins. He has 376 yards. Four touchdowns. He's allowed RG3 to have the success behind an offensive line that we can't name a starter from them if I went and looked it up in a stat sheet.
You're both crazy. I don't give rookies any award, especially after just 4 weeks. But if RG3 don't learn to get his tail down, those hits he took last week, he won't be getting any awards either at the end of the season.
Man, Heath, you are fired up today.
Defensive. As always.
Defensive player of the year. Charlie, you went with Mr. DeMarcus Ware the first time. What do you say now?
Oh, he's playing great, but you got to go with J.J. Watt. Every time you turn on the film, this guy's making plays. He can rush the pass or he can play the run. He's the most impactful defensive player in the league from what I've seen so far.
So it's hard to argue against J.J. Watt, but, you know, Clay Matthews, I think what he does from top to finish in the game, start to bottom, this guy just gets it done. Yeah, he could be a little better against the run, but this guy is one of the few players really showing up for that Green Bay defense.
Yeah, I'm going to go with J.J. Watt also, not because of the sack total, but more what he's doing as a complete player. He's stout against the run, and he's also being impactful in the pass by those sacks and also putting pressure on the quarterback.
Oh, wow, no love here for Tim Jennings, a cover two corner, I know, but the guy has four picks. Just...
What do you
just
have in your fantasy
Andrew,
team?
No,
I don't do corners in my fantasy league, Charlie. How about MVP? You had Peyton Manning the first time. What do you say now?
Well, he's done well, and no question about it, but I got to go with Matt Ryan. He's taken a step. He's more decisive with the football this year. His accuracy has improved. He's throwing about 70% right now. And to me, last Sunday, he got knocked down, gets up and wins it at the end of the game. He's leading at the quarter pole, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you. I like Matt Ryan and what he's done with his Atlanta Falcons football team. A little bit of that credit can go to that defense that's playing extremely well. But I want to see Matt Ryan get the full year. Not even the full year. I want to see him get a playoff MVP. Do something in the playoffs where it matters.
Well, Darren, because of what you just said, that's why I'm not giving it to Matt Ryan. I want to see it when it counts. So, Peyton Manning, you still get my vote.
I don't think that we have mentioned Matt Ryan's name on this network for the last year without saying, but please win a playoff game.
Please.
I don't think we've done it once.
How can you win a playoff game after 4 weeks?
Win one. But that's the beauty. You can't win an MVP after 4 weeks either.
True.
Okay.